I remember the dark woods masking slopes of somber hills, the gray clouds' leaden, everlasting arch, the dusky streams that flowed without a sound, and the lone winds that whispered down the passes. Vista on vista marching, hills on hills, slope beyond slope, each dark with sullen trees, our gaunt land lay. So when a man climbed up a rugged peak and gazed, his eye saw but the endless vista, hill on hill, slope beyond slope, each hooded like its brothers. It was a gloomy land that seemed to hold all winds and clouds and dreams that shun the sun, with bare boughs rattling in the lonesome winds, and the dark woodlands brooding over all. Not even lightened by the rare dim sun, which made squat shadows out of men. They called it Chimeria, land of darkness and deep night. It was so long ago and far away. I have forgot the very name men called me. The axe and flint-tipped spear are like a dream, and hunts and wars are shadows. I recall only the stillness of that somber land, the clouds that piled forever on the hills, the dimness of the everlasting woods. Chimeria, land of darkness and the night. The day that I die shall the sky be clear and the east sea wind blow free, sweeping along with its rover's song to bear my soul to the sea. They will carry me out of the bamboo hut to the driftwood piled on the lee, and ye that name me in after years, this shall ye say of me, that I live to a straight and simple creed, the whole of my worldly span, and white or black or yellow, I deal four square with my fellow man. That ever my spirit turned my steps to the naked morning lands, and I came to rest on an unknown isle, jade cliffs and silver sands. And I breathed my last with a simple tribe, a people savage and free, and they gave my body unto the fire and my soul to the rainless sea.